Hi and welcome to Matic Podcast H18. This podcast covers length, area and volume. Question 1. This shows us a diagram of a solid cylinder. The height of the cylinder is 8 cm and the radius of the cylinder is 37 cm. We have to calculate the curved surface area of the cylinder. Our answer should be given to correct to 3 significant figures. First of all, we need to calculate the circumference of the circle at the top of the cylinder. The circumference of a circle is given by 2 pi r, where r is the radius. So, the circumference of the circle is 2 times pi times 37. If you put this into your calculator, use the pi button on your scientific calculator and type 2 times the pi button, so that might involve using shift or inverse or second function, then times by 37. This should give you 232.4778564. This gives us the circumference of the circle, the distance all the way around. Now, if the curved surface area of the cylinder was opened up so that it would form a long rectangle, the circumference gives the length of this rectangle. The height of the rectangle is the height of the cylinder, which is 8 centimetres, so we need to multiply 232.4778564 by 8. This gives us 1859.822851. This needs to be given correct to 3 significant figures, so rounding off after the 5, which is in the tens column, which is the third significant figure, gives us 1860, and we need to put the units square centimetres. Write this as cm with a small squared sign after it. Question 2 looks at a cone with a diameter of the base 10 centimetres and a height of 10 centimetres. The cone is then cut to form a small cone, A, and a frustum, B. Cone A and frustum B have equal volumes. We have to calculate the height of cone A and give our answer correct to 3 significant figures. To start this question, we need to calculate the volume of the large cone. The volume of a cone is given by pi r squared, which is the area of the base, multiplied by the height, and then divided by 3. So, to do this we need to do pi times 5 squared times 10, and then divide this by 3. Leaving this in terms of pi gives us 250 over 3 pi. I'm leaving things in terms of pi here, as we're going to use this value later on, although you could calculate it including the pi. What we next need to do is find the volume of the small cone. Now, if the volume of the small cone is equal to the volume of frustum B, then these volumes must be half the volume of the original cone. So the volume of the small cone is given by 125 over 3 pi, since this is half of 250 over 3 pi. The volume of the small cone can be calculated also using the formula pi r squared h over 3. Now h is given in the question as x, but since this cone is similar to the previous cone, then the diameter of the base is also x centimetres. This means that the radius is a half of x centimetres. So the volume is given by pi r squared h over 3, or in this case, pi times x over 2 all squared, x over 3. This volume is equal to the volume we calculated before by halving the volume of the large cone. So we can write down the equation pi times x squared over 4 times x divided by 3 equals 125 pi divided by 3. Dividing through by pi and multiplying by 3 leaves us with x cubed over 4 is equal to 125. Multiplying both sides by 4 gives us x cubed equals 500. Taking the cube root of both sides, x is equal to the cube root of 500, which if you use your calculator to calculate this, gives you x is equal to 7.93700526. Our answer needs to be given correct to 3 significant figures, so this should be 7.94 cubic centimetres. For part B of this question, we're told that two mathematically similar cones have heights of 15 centimetres and 24 centimetres. We're also told that the surface area of the smaller cone is 350 square centimetres. We have to calculate the surface area of the larger cone. Now, as it's an enlargement, we need to find the scale factor. The scale factor from 15 to 24 is found by dividing 24 by 15. This is 1.6. So 1.6 is the scale factor of enlargement from the small cone to the large cone. However, if we're multiplying area, we need to find the area factor. The area factor is the scale factor squared. So 1.6 squared gives us 2.56. So if the lengths are multiplied by 1.6, any area must be multiplied by 2.56. The surface area of the smaller cone is 350, so to find the surface area of the larger cone, we need to multiply this by 2.56. 350 times 2.56 gives us 896 square centimetres. Question 3 deals with a trapezium. The trapezium represents the wing of a model aeroplane. We're told that angle ABC is 60 degrees, angle CAD is 90 degrees, and angle CDA is 45 degrees. We're also told that the length BC is 10 centimetres. The first thing we need to do is calculate the length of CA. This is a fairly straightforward trigonometry question. CA, the one that we want to find out, is the opposite to 60, and BC is the adjacent. So opposite and adjacent are used in the tangent ratio. So we can write down tan 60 is equal to CA over 10. Multiplying both sides by 10 gives us CA equals 10 times tan 60. Typing this into your calculator, making sure that you're in degrees mode, so your calculator needs to have a little D or deg on it. So 10 tan 60 is equal to 17.32050808. Rounding this off to three significant figures, although it's not required in the question, gives us 17.3 centimetres. For part B, we need to calculate the area of trapezium ABCD. Now AD is equal to AC since angle CDA is 45 degrees. The area of a trapezium is given by the formula H brackets A plus B close brackets divided by 2. In our case, this equals 17.32050808 multiplied by, in brackets, 10 plus 17.32050808, close brackets, all divided by 2. It's important here that you use the exact values from the previous calculation. Typing this straight into your scientific calculator should give you 236.602 and so on. Again, it's worth rounding this to three significant figures, although it doesn't ask us for it in the question. This gives you 237 square centimetres. Make sure that you write the units of these this answer down. For part C, we have to work out the percentage of the trapezium ABCD that is not shaded. To do this, we need to calculate the area of triangle ABC. Since the area of a triangle is base times height divided by 2, this is given by 10 times 17.32050808 divided by 2. So the area of the triangle is 86.602540038. Dividing this by 236.602 and so on should give you 0.3660. Multiplying this by 100 gives you approximately 36.6%. This is correct to three significant figures. So 36.6% should be the answer to this question. Now moving on to question 4. We're given that the radius of a sphere is x centimetres and the radius of the base of a cone is also x centimetres. And we're told that the volume of the sphere is equal to the volume of the cone. We have to find an expression in terms of x for the height of the cone, h centimetres. To do this, we first need to find the volume of the sphere in terms of x. The volume of a sphere is given by 4/3 pi r cubed. In this case, The radius is x, so we get 4/3 pi x³. We also need to calculate the volume of the cone. The volume of a cone is given by pi r squared times by h divided by 3. In this case, we get pi x squared h over 3. Equating these two volumes gives us 4/3 pi x³ equals pi x squared h over 3. Dividing through by pi and dividing through by x squared and then multiplying by 3 should give us 4x equals h. So h equals 4x. For part B of this question, we have to show that the slant length of the cone L centimetres is given by root 17x. To do this, we need to use Pythagoras' theorem. Pythagoras' theorem states that c squared equals a squared plus b squared, where c is the hypotenuse of the right-angled triangle. We know that the height of the triangle is 4x, and that the radius of the triangle is x, so the hypotenuse will be L. So substituting, we get L squared equals x squared plus 4x all squared. Simplifying gives us L squared equals x squared plus 16x squared, or L squared equals 17x squared. We can then simply square root both sides to give us L equals root 17x. For part C, we have to find an expression in terms of x and pi for the total surface area of the cone. The curved surface area of the cone is given by pi times Lx. So in this case, we get pi times root 17x times x. This gives us root 17 pi x squared. We also need to use the surface area of the circular base of the cone. The area of this is given by pi r squared. In this case, x is the radius, so we get pi x squared. So the total area is going to be given by pi x squared plus root 17 pi x squared. We can factorise this to get 1 plus root 17 in brackets times pi x squared. And this should be our final answer. Question 5 deals with enlargement of 3D objects. We're given two cylinders, A and B, that are mathematically similar. The length of one cylinder is 4 centimetres and the larger cylinder is 6 centimetres. We're told that the volume of the smaller cylinder A is 80 cubic centimetres, and we have to calculate the volume of cylinder B. Now, the scale factor from enlargement for A to B is going to be 6 divided by 4, which gives us 1.5. So the scale factor for length is 1.5. The volume factor, therefore, is going to be 1.5 cubed. This gives us 3.375. So any volume of cylinder A must be multiplied by 3.375 to get the volume of cylinder B. So to do this, we simply multiply the volume of cylinder A, 80, by 3.375, which should give us 270 cubic centimetres. And that completes MathsIT Podcast H18 on length, area and volume.